You're holding that Tayyam at Aleph in the middle. The Gemara says like this, Toshima, come and bring another proof. The boy minei Shmuel Rav Huna. Shmuel asked the Shalaf on Rav Huna. Shnayim shevi you get Medinas Hayom. If you have two people, two shluchim that brought the get from Medinas Hayom, from Chutz Loretz, is tzrichim sheyomer b'faneinu nichta b'faneinu nechtam oy ein tzrichim? That was the question. Do they have to say before nechtov or don't they? So Omar lay. So Rav Huna answered back. Ein tzrichim? No, they don't have to. The two shluchim do not have to say before nechtov. And he said, why? Umai lu yomer b'faneinu girsha. If these two people, now like two edim, would come stam and tell us that she was Megereshet, that the get took place, Miloy Mehemne, wouldn't we believe them? In other words, it's not worse than some two Edom coming and saying that we know she was Megereshet. So it's a small when two Edom come and bring the get, two Shluchim, we do not have to have before Nechtav. That's what Rav Huna answered back. So Gemara says, L'Rav Anicha, according to Rav, it's very good that Rav says the whole svara why you need before the nechtav is to make sure there'll be a kiyum ashtar, like to make sure the shtar was kosher. So here you have two edim saying they could be mekayim the shtar, therefore it's good. But the question is l'rab akasha. According to Rav, it's akasha. Rav that says you have to have for l'shmo says so. Even though two people brought it, so what? Maybe the get was not written l'shmo. So how come we don't have to have before the nechtav? So this the Gemara answers, I'll tell you, how about my Askin and Noah? We're talking about over here, Liyacha Shalomdu, like we had before. After the times change, and now in Chutz Loretz, they know the halach is of Lishmo. So that's why when two people bring it, we do not need anymore before Nechtav. So Gemara asks, if that's the case, that people know the halach is now in Chutz Loretz, so Chad Nami, even if one Shliach brings the get, we should not have to have before Nechtav. There's no more purpose according to Rabbah. We know now the halach of Lishmo, like in Eretz Yisrael. So Gemara says, that's a gzeirah, shem yachla doblech kulay. We're afraid, no, maybe times will change back again, that people will forget the halach in Chutz Loretz, they will not know the halach in Yid Lishmo. Therefore, the Rabbanim still wanted now that first takona, to say before Nechtav is still around, we still need the shliach to tell us before Nechtav. Because of the gzeirah, maybe you'll come back to the status it was before. For the Mori Hachi, if so, Beitrei Nami, then even if two shluchim bring the get, should also be the same halacha. They should bedavka have to say before Nechtav, the same way it was before Shalomdu. Samara says, I'll tell you, Beitrei, the Maisi Gita Milsad Lashchicha, or Milsad Lashchicha, Lagozwa Borabonin. This is something that does not happen too often, and that's the cloud when the Rabbonin make takonis, asoni, are things that happen often. Something that does not happen often, Rabbonin do not make a takona. So really it's Lacha Shalomdu. People in Chutz Loretz know the halach in Yid Lishmo. So there's no real chashash. Just we're afraid maybe you'll come back to times like before. So on the thing that's not Shchiach, the Rabbonin did not make this Gzeira. So Gemara asks, no, we learn not like that. For Yoisha, in a case where the wife herself has to bring her own get, the Lo Shchich, it's not a normal case. Utanan, we learned, there are cases that Yoisha Atzma Meviya Gita, that a wife herself sometimes has to bring the get. And we spoke out, we'll have the Gemara later about that, where the husband gives her a get on a condition that I want you to take this get to another place, and over there I want you to give the get to the Bezdin, and the Bezdin will give you the get. So she has to give over the get to the Bezdin over there. And we learned, Ho'ishatzmah Mevi'a Gita, but Obavad providing though, She'atzmah Tzricha Leimah before Nechtav, before Nechtam. She herself has to tell us before Nechtav. So we have to hear from the Shliach before Nechtav. Even where the Isha herself brings a get, and that's also something that does not happen. So Gemara answers, I'll tell you the Svarish let the Chalek b'shlichus. The reason why we have that is because when we have a Shliach bringing the get, we do not want to have any differences. So therefore, whether she's the Isha, whether she's another Shliach, any Shliach that brings it, Rachamim want him to say before Nechtav. For the Gemara, Yehochi is so, Baal Nami, even if the husband gives the get, should also be the same way. Alom Matanya, how come we learned? Hu Atzma Shevi Gita, if the husband himself comes and gives the get to his wife, is Eina Tzarech Loimar, he does not have to say, before Nechtam, before Nechtam. So how come? Once you say there's a loy plug, like just like the Isha has to say it, how come the husband does not have to say it? So Gemara answers, the husband is different. I tell you, time of my Yom Rabbanin. Tzorach loyma b'fon ha-nichtav u'b'fon ha-nechtam. What's the reason why the Chum say, we made this takona, that we have to hear from the Shliach, that it was written and signed in front of him, because we're afraid, Dilma, si ba'alamara u'posulei. Maybe the husband later will come and complain, and the way Tosis learns, for no reason at all, Stam, the husband will feel bad why he gave his wife a get, and he'll want to abolish that get. So we have to be afraid, maybe Stam and the Velt will come in time, and the get was not written l'shma. So therefore, we need before a nichtav. But in this case over here, hashta minkat nokat lebiyodei, over here that the husband himself is coming and bringing the get, the yerurei komaru alei, is there a svara that he's going to come later and complain about it? Like if he had any doubt about giving the get, the best thing is stay home and don't give the get. Since we see the husband himself coming and giving the get, that proves it that the husband really means business. He really wants to give his wife a get, and we have no doubts now that he'll come later and complain. So in this case, we do not have to have before Nanichtav. But in any other case where the husband himself is not giving over the get, then we have to be afraid maybe later on the husband will come and complain, and that's why we do need before Nanichtav. Toshima, come in here. It says, Hamei v'getu medina sayom, if it's a shliach brings a get that was written in outside Eretz Yisrael, v'nos nulo, and he gives it to the wife, but the shliach does not say before nanichtov. So it sounds like this: im niskayim b'chaysam of kosher. If later on we have to wait him there to be mekayim dishtar, that they say they recognize the signatures and they know it's a kosher, that the signatures are okay. So din is to get this kosher. V'im lav, if we did not have anybody here to be mekayim dishtar, the locher is possible. That the get right now is possible, you can't use it. Why? Have a lehutzu chulayim before nechtam lahachmar alei ela lahakal alei. Because the whole purpose why the Chum said that the shliach should say before nechtav is only to make it a kula, to make it lenient. Like we learned before, according to Rava. Like this, usually you need two edim to be mekayim mishtar. Here the Rabbanim Mishum Meguna was mekel to believe one shliach. One person is never to be Mekayim Dishtar. So therefore, if you have two Eidim now that are being Mekayim Dishtar, like that's better than the one Shliach. So even though the Shliach is not telling us before Nanichtav, but if we have two Eidim there to Mekayim Dishtar, that's better in the get this kosher. So Gemara says, L'Rava Nicha. According to Rav, it's very good. So reason before Nanichtav is to make sure the Shtar is not forged. It's a good star, so if two Eidim come and tell us they recognize the signatures, that's the best thing. But L'Rabba Kasha, according to Rabba, it's a Kasha. Rabba says we're afraid maybe they do not know the lachas of Lishmo, so what is it going to help us if two Eidim say they know the signatures? So what if the signatures are not forged? But maybe the get was not written Lishmo. So Gemara answers again, Hocha b'mayas kino and liyaka shalomdu. We're talking about now, after the times changed, that now in Chutzlar, they know the halachas of Lishmo. Fred Gemara, Ivo Amrit, but you told us, it's Xeira Shema Yachzer Hadavla Kukulai. Even now at times when they know the halacha, still there is the same takana, that the shliach has to say before Nanichtav, because otherwise we're afraid maybe the times will change again, and they'll forget the halacha. So how come over here do you say without the fun and of the Isha could stay married? So the Marin says, Kishanisais. How tell you here it's a special case where she already got married. Rashi says, Kvar. Because of this Gezerah that we're afraid maybe the people will forget the halachas again, we do not tell an Isha that's already remarried to leave a second husband. So it's true, Lechet Chila, she's not supposed to use such a get. Since the get was brought from Medina Sayyam and given over, there's still the takana l'katchila, the shliach has to say before Nanichtav. That's what it says over here, the get is kosher, is because we're talking about where she already got married. And since she already got married, we don't want to stop the second marriage. For the Gemara Yochi is so, the Brisa doesn't make sense. What does the Brisa say? Heavily hutzuchu leim before nechtam before nechtam lahachmar alei and lahakil alei. Why does the brayta say because before nechtam is only a kula to make it easier for them, an easier type of a kiyum? and not to have the chumra of tuedim. What is the brisa say that? The brisa should have said mishum denisesu. The reason, according to rabbis, the only reason why we're letting her stay married is because she already remarried. But if the case was she received this get and she did not get remarried, she was not remarried yet, she's not allowed to get married according to Rabbah. Because we have to have before nechta vas l'shmo. So what is the Brisa saying? The reason why we believe these two edim now is because it's only a kula. It's not true. So Gemara says, "Hachi koma." This is what the Brisa means to say. Maybe you'll tell me lahachmur leivalitko. Maybe in such a case where she, even though she remarried with such a get that there was no before anichtov, maybe the din is we should tell her to get divorced from the second husband. Maybe we should tell her lifko to take her away. And this we answer no. Heavily hutzukulay before anichtov before anichtam lahachmur lein lalakulay. That the rabbanim never made such a takana. The Rashi says mitchila statistically edim that the rabbanon only made this for a kula that you should not have to have edim later on, but they never made such a takana that will come out that will have to make her be mafkia her second husband. So in Echlam, according to Rabbi, it could also come out, and the reason is because in a case where she already remarried, then we're not choshes since islacha shalomdu. Really, we know the get was written l'shmo. It's only because it's a gzeira, maybe to forget the halachis. So because of that gzeira, we don't go so far to tell her to leave her second husband. Now, time of my, like, what's the reason why we have to have this before the nechtov? Time of my, what's the reason? Because dilma osi ba'al ma'ar posolei. Because maybe the husband will complain later and make the get posol. If so, hashta ba'al loikomaru anan nekim v'naru lo. But right now, what happened? She remarried. She used this get. And up until now, the husband did not come and complain. So that's the Bryce's svarim, that since the husband did not come and complain yet, so therefore we would not take her away from a second husband. True, lechatchila she's not supposed to remarry with such a get. Since there was no before na nechtov, we have the gzeirat l'shmo not to use such a get. The Brisa just says that this Isha did not listen to us, and she went ahead and she used the get, she remarried. Now the Rabbanim did not take her away from a second husband. Because the husband, the first husband, did not come and complain. Mashmahir, if the husband would come and complain, then avada the get would not be a good get. If she can't be mekayimid later, we'll have to be mafkiyah later. But right now, since the husband did not come and complain yet, and she already remarried, we leave her alone. So far, there's no kashas on Rabbah or Rava yet. Now the Gemara wants to say, I'll tell you, Beplukta, the Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. I'll tell you, the Machloikas, Rabbi and Rava, it's the Machloikas that Amaroyim, the Friedika, the early Amaroyim, also argued in the same thing. Because there's a Machloikas between Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that Chadama once says, the Fishem Bekin Lishma, what's the reason of our first Mishnah that the Shliach has to say before Nanichtov? Because we're afraid they don't know the Shmo, like Rava says. The Chadama once says the Fishen Edim Esu Nekaimai, like Rava, because we're afraid maybe the Edim will not, people won't recognize the signatures of the Edim in the new place. Therefore, we need Kiyim, we need the Shliach to say before Nanichtov. Tomorrow says now, this time I bring you a proof to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who the Yom Lefishen Bekin Lishmo. That Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he's the one that sounds like Rabbah. That's totally in Lishmo. Why? The Rabbi Shimon Barabba. I see Gita Lekayim with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Shimon Barabba once brought a get in front of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Yomalei, and he asked him, Tzrich no lemein v'fon anechtam v'fon anechtam? Oiloi, do I have to say, does the Shliach have to say v'fon anechtam or not? That's what they asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Oiloi, so Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi answered back and said like this, Leitzarichus, you do not have to say before Anichtav. Why not? Because Leomru Ella Bederos Harishainim. When was the real Takona to say before Anichtav on in the generations before? When Shein Vikim Lishmo. When they were not Vikim in the Loch of Lishmo. Avo Bederos Achrainim. But in our generations now, to Vikim Lishmo, that the people do know the Loch of Lishmo, Loi, you do not have to say before Anichtav. So that's what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi answered back. So Tistayim is a good proof that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi learns that what was the reason, the purpose of saying before Anichtav was to make sure the get was written Lishma. Like Rabbi says, Therefore, it makes a difference. That was only in the times when they were not bekiyim in Lishma. But his times, when they already learned the halachis, they were bekiyim in Lishma, then you do not need the Fonei Nechtav. Now the Gemara, they ask the question of the Tzilus HaKasha. For Tizbro, do you want to answer me like it's good what you're saying? We came out before, for her Rabbah Islay the Rava. That Rabbah still agrees to Rava. Rabbah agrees that even when they do know Lishma, still you need the Fonei Nechtav as kiyim ashtar. The Yoid, secondly, who Amrina, we just got finished saying that there's still a Xer, even Bisman, they know the Alochis, there's still the Xer, Shema, Yachz, Dovel, Kukulai. We have to be afraid maybe in the future they'll forget the Alochis again. So the Chorim still wanted the first Takana to be here. In other words, even though now they know the Alochis of Lishma, still the Rabbanim want the first Takana that the Shliach should have to say before the Nechtov. Says so, how could Yeshua ben Levi tell him that we do not need before the Nechtov today? Why not? He should still need it now. So Morin says, Elo, the case has to be like this. I tell you, the case was that Reb Shimon bar Abba, Inish Achrin Hebi Badei. The case was when he brought the get, it wasn't him alone. He was there with another shliach, there were two together. So they asked the question, when two of us bring the get, do we have to sit before the Nechtov? So on this, Rabbi Shur ben Levi answered back and said, no, there's no purpose in saying before the Nechtov. For the Gemara, and the Gemara just speaks out, how come we didn't mention the other person's name? Mishum kvayit Rabbi Shimon, as a comfort from Rabbi Shimon, we only want to say like Rabbi Shimon brought the get. The other person didn't compare to him, they didn't want to say his name with him. And like Rashi says, Rabin and Liel, they trade the Maisi Gita Milsad L'Shchicha. That when two people bring a get, that's a Milsad L'Shchich, since it doesn't happen too often, therefore the Chum did not make the Gzera. So therefore it's very good still. If Yeshua ben Levi takes from Lishmo, and Liacha Shalomdu, there's no real purpose to have it. Just we're just afraid that the Gzera maybe will come back, Yafod of the Kukuloi, so the Abonim still kept the Takana. But that's only on the Milsad L'Shchich, something that happens often. On some that doesn't happen often, it doesn't happen. Gemara says like this. Itma will not like this. Bifnei kama noisna lo. When the shliach comes and gives the get, again, the get was written in the Medina Sayyam, and the husband wrote it up there, and now the husband sent it with the shliach. And the shliach now is coming to give the get to the wife. So in front of how many people does the shliach have to give over the get? Itma, difnei kama noistaloi. In front of how many people do you have to give over the get? Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Chanina, machloikis. Chadam and bifnei shnayim. The shliach has to give over the get in front of two. Two people is enough. The chadam one says, no, bifnei shloisha. You have to have in front of three like a bezdin. You have to have three there. So Mar says, this time I'll bring you proof to Rabbi Yechon and bifnei shnayim. Rabbi Yechon is the one that said in front of two is enough. Why? The Rovin by Rav Chizda Isi Gitla came with Rabbi Yechonon. He brought a get in front of Rabbi Yechonon. V'yom Alei. And he said to him, Zil Havlo B'yapetrei. Rabbi Yechonon told him, you're the shliach to give the get. Make sure you give the get over in front of two people. So you see, clearly two is enough. And V'yem Alehu, the shliach should say, before nine nechtem, before nine nechtem. Tistayim, that's the proof. But now we have to know, what is the Machlokes solely in? Why does Reb Chanina say you need three? So Gemara says, Lema, let's say Bokim Iflagi. This is what the Machlokes is totally in, I'll tell you. The man, the Yomar, the one that says, Bifnei Shnayim, Reb Yechon, that says, the gift has to be given over in front of two. Kisover, he owes the fee, Shane, Vikiyim, Lishmo. The main purpose is that we're afraid they don't know the Lachas of Lishmo. Therefore, the shliach has to say it over in front of two people, like we have before, that he's made the gdayik, he checks it out well, and the moshe, now you'll have two people that know the get was written l'shmo, so we have edim here, that's enough, you will not have to have more than edim. Uman diyom b'fnei shloisha, but, Reb Chizda, Reb Chanina, that says it has to be given over in front of three, kisover, he holds, I'll tell you, he owes the svara why the shliach has to say before an echtav is because he wants to have the kiyum right now. We want to make sure that the edim are signed are true and not forged. in order that the husband won't be able to complain later to have a kiyum ashtar. So the loch all over, where do we have a kiyum ashtar? The loch of kiyum ashtar all over is in front of Bezdin. So that's the machlokes here. The machlokes is totally in Rabba Rava. Do we have to have a kiyum ashtar that needs three? Or the main thing is just to have eidus to know what's written l'shma, that's enough to have two. Samara says, V'tizbra, is this true? Chomid Rebishua ben Levi, Omar, Lufi Shem Bikin l'shma, since before Bishua ben Levi was the one that said us totally in l'shma, Rabbi Yechlin Omar Lufi Shem Eidim Tzuna Kaimai. So it's mashma, Rabbi Yechlin himself holds, the reason has to be like Rava, that we have to have kiyum ashtar. So if so, how come Rabbi Yechlin says there's enough in front of two? If you're telling me now, Rabbi Yechlin agrees that we have to have a kiyum ashtar when the one shliach says before Nanichtov, he is being mekayim the shtar right now. He's telling us that the edim were not forged. So if so, kiyum ashtar always needs a bezdin. So how come Rabbi Yechlin says here it's enough to give it over in front of two? That's Masash of Hoch. If so, heichi kam Rabbi Yechlin mefnei shnayim. How could Rabbi Yechlin say it's enough in front of two? The yoid, and secondly, Harav is led the Rava. We came out before that Rava also agrees to Rava. So according to everybody, when the Shliach says the Fona Nechtav, the purpose is that he's being Mekayim the Shtar now. He's also telling us that the Shtar was not forged, and we know now the Shtar is good. So Kashra is, according to everybody, should have to be in front of three, because a regular Kiyum Ashtar needs three, needs a Bezdin. So Hakam Avir, Rabbi Yechanan says it's enough to give it up in front of two. So Gemara says like this, Ela really, I'll tell you the kula yama bina neidim and suin the kayomai. Everybody agrees, like Rava, that the reason for before the nechtav is that we should have kiyum ashtar now. So the chur the kashrut is then you should have to have a bezdin. It's true, you do need a bezdin. V'yochin over here, b'shliach nasa eid, v'yed nasa dain kamiflagi. Here the machlokes is the shliach gives it over in front of two. So the question is that the shliach himself is a shliach nasa eid. Could he become an aid bedover? And on the tzad, yes, that he could become an aid. Then the machlokes says, could he become a dayan or not also? Can an aid hameyid, an aid, a person that's saying aidus right now, could he be a dayan, a part of the dayan also? That's the machlokes. Man, the yomim b'fnei shnayim, Rabbi Yechlin, it says there's enough in front of two other people. Kisover, he holds, shliach nasa, aid v'yed nasa dayan. Yes, this shliach, he's the third one. He could be the dayan. Therefore, it's good with his edus of b'fona nechtov. What he's saying right now, he's being mekayim the shtar, and even while he's saying his edus of b'fona nechtov, he could also be part of the bezdin. That eid hameyid could be part of the bezdin. We'll soon see. Only with the rabbanim will make it. We'll soon see. Oman diyom b'fnei gimel, but the archanina that says it has to be done in front of three people, kisavar he also know that shliach naseid, shrew, a shliach could become an aid. But we ain't aid, not a dayin. But an aid, ha meir, an aid that's saying is aidus, he can't be a dayin. Machlokes is aidus yot yocheleska. It's aidus yot yochelezimam. Or else the Torah says we yomdu. The Torah says usually the Torah learns that by bezdin, the way it works is the aidim have to stand up in front of bezdin. So the same person that's being an aid cannot be a bezdin. Because the mashma, the aidim have to be standing and speaking, and the bezdin has to be sitting. So the same person at the same time cannot be an aid and cannot be a bezdin. That's what the Chanina holds. Therefore he holds, you have to have a third person to make a bezdin there. For at the Gemara, but we hold, b'dirabonin, the aid not to dayin. Everybody agrees that an aloch is of the rabbonin, like over here, a kiyum ashtar, which is only a rabbonin de kalocha, that we do say a shliach and aid is not to dayin. The machlokes is by kiddush achodesh, or by other places, midiraisa, where you need edus. But where you need edus only with the rabbonin, everybody agrees over here that we say ed nasadayin. So then what's the machlokes over here? Why does Rav Chanina say you need three? Let the shliach himself be the third one. Elohocha atayi b'mayas hocha b'may kamiflagi. B'hoch kamiflagi. You know what they argue over here? D'masav akivon d'ishik sherbo lohovi es aget. Rav Chanina says, since the loch is an isha could bring a get, she could be a shliach to bring a get, but she for sure can't be part of bezdin. So if so, we have to be afraid that zimnin de maisi lay isisa. Sometime a lady will bring the shliach to bring the get. The samchi lord, people will think, listen, she could be part of the bezdin also. That's what b'chnina's gzera. If you tell me that with men it's enough to give it over in front of two, true, then it's good because shliach becomes a dayan. Well, we have to be exera. Maybe sometimes the isha would give over the get, and people will think then also she can give it over in front of two. And that's not true, because the lady, she cannot be a dayan. So therefore, B'chnina made exera that at all times, any shliach that brings a get, he always has to give it over in front of three. The iduch, Rabbi Yechon holds no. Isha made the idea of Lo Samchilu. Everybody knows the halacha about an isha that she can't be a dayan, and they won't be samech on her. So in the case when an isha gives over the get, everybody knows then she has to give it over in front of three people. But when you have a man bringing the get, he's a shliach. Since we hold in the Rabbanon the halachas that an aid could become a dayan, it's enough just to give it over in front of two. Versus Tani Kabosat Rabbi Yechon. I'll bring a proof to Rabbi Yechon. It says, Hamei vi get from Medina Sayyam. If somebody brings over, he gets from Medina Sayyam. Vinosn law, and he gives it to her. But v'lo yom, Allah before an echt, before an echtam, the shliach did not say before an echtav, is yaitzei, she's supposed to leave her second husband if she remarried with such a get. Vi havlad mamzer. And if she had a child from the second husband, we say mamish the kid to mamzer. In other words, we say, Pashas only with the Rabbanin, that his get is not a good get. She had no right to remarry. She's an Ashes Ish, living with another man. So the kid's a mamzer. The Chom Marim, the Chom say, no, ain't a Vlad mamzer. No, the Vlad is not a mamzer. Kate said, yes, so what should we do right now? Yitlenu hemeno, we should take the get back from her. The Yas of Yitlenu lo, and let the Shliach give it to her a second time. Befnei Shnayim in front of two people. This is the right to Rabbi Yechon, and it's enough to give it over in front of two. The Yoimer, and then let the Shliach say, before an echtam. So it's mashma clearly the Rishonim of Madayik, that when exactly does the Shliach have to say before an echtav, mashma b'shas the mysterious aget. Exactly when the Shliach is giving over the get to the wife, that's what he has to say before an echtav. And at first he gave over the get, and then he wants to say that it's no good. Because over here we're talking about mashma, the shliach knows that the get really was before an echtav. Just the first time he gave it to her, he forgot to say it. So the yetzer is not that now he could go and say it, but the yetzer is we have to take the get back from the wife, and the shliach gives it over a second time, and now at the same second when he's giving over the get to the wife, that's when he has to say before an echtav. But I quote upon him, it's a riot to Rabbi Yechon here, that it says when you give it over, you have to give it over in front of two. The Gemara asked the question though, for Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir Shita, Mishum de lo yom v'fon anechtam, Yotzev yavlad manzer. In other words, like Rashi speaks out, here really we know the get was written l'shmo. The Shliach himself knows that it was v'fon anechtam, just he forgot to speak it out. So just because he didn't speak it out, for that alone could the get be possible, even with the Rabbanan, that the kid should be a mamzer? What kind of svar is that? So Gemara says, yes, in, it's true. Rabbi Meir l'tam, Rabbi Meir goes according to his tam. The Yomer Rav Hamnuna, Mishmei Diula, that Oymer Hoye, Rabbi Meir, Meir used to say, Kol HaMishan Mimatebeya, She'er Tovach HaChomem Megitin, any time the Chomem made a nusach, something that's supposed to be said, is supposed to be written. If anybody changes from that nusach, they write or they say a little bit different than what the Chum told you to do. The loch is, Yotzev Yavlad Mamzer. That's from Meir Shita. So here, if the Chum made a takana, that the Shliach has to say at the time when he's giving over the get to the wife, before the Nichtav, if he forgets to say it, even though he knows it, we know the get was written Lishma, since he's missing this matveya, this nusach, this language, what the Chum said to say, if you didn't say it, the Vlad is a mamzer according to Rameya, that's a shita. Allah, we don't pass like Rameya. I call upon this Rameya shita. Vaita. Parhejia boila suya gita. Parhejia wanted to be a shliach to bring a get for somebody. Osla came with Rabacha. He came in front of Rabacha. Tevi memuna gita. He was the one that was a moon appointed upon the gitin. Like Rashi says, because kol shen yadei betit gin gedushin lo yelo yesek imoin. They used to appoint somebody godel the gavur rabbi that knows the halacha. Because if you don't know the halachas of gin no gedushin, you're not supposed to be yesek work with them. So kitzur avacha, they brought in front of avacha. So he came in front of avacha. Omalei, so bar hedji asked him, tzorech, omalei, tzorech ato lamana kol ois v'yois. So he told him, you have to watch the way every single ois of the get is written. In other words, for the shliach to be able to say, before na nichtav, you have to mamis see the way every single ois of the shtar is being written. Then osla kaimed the ravami, for Rabasi. Barheji then came in front of Amrabasi. Amrile, they said back to him, no, loitzarichis, you don't have to watch every single a word of the get. In the bottom, Rashi says, el b'shita achas, it's enough just to watch the way one line is written. Vichitayim, and maybe you'll tell me, maybe you, Barheji, you're going to tell me, that ever the chumra, let me be machmir and watch the way the get is written. They said, no, you should not be machmir. Because nimtzah atamaiti laz agin narishayim. Because if you're going to be machmer, people are going to think that's the halacha. And they'll come to say that if a shliach came and said before nanechtav, and he did not see the writing of the whole get, they're going to say that get was fossil. So in order not to be moitzi laz on such gitin, he said it's not kedai to be machmer right now, but leave it the way mikir adin, that you don't have to see more than one line of the get. Alright, turn over. Rab. Yeah. Rab.